Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight we are having the gathering to identify our family members with Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Anna. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
How you doing?
How
you
are
sound
you this evening?
Tired.
I just woke up a little while ago.
Okay, okay.
But I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Can't complain. Don't need to. I'm questioning everything. So no complaining necessary. Questioning is primary.
Good.
We family and audience is doing great since our last class. And I know already that this will be a great one. Again, it's all in divine order, you know. I speak through, definitely not pat myself on the back, because, again, you can't hide from yourself. Can't hide.
I put a spinner on it tonight.
Yes, yes. But right quick before forgive me for not and Asha is the eldest with Namaste, the family and listening with peace, love. I was hoping that did not happen. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but you're really kind of.
See, this is wild. Problems with both phones. I'm hoping that the family can hear me because, again, it's not just my phone. It's all these phones, especially Androids. Phone updates itself. It's messages you can get on a because into the 5G family. They've increased this 5G. Compatible with the
and mine is going to 10G.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's really breaking up really bad, Brother Eddie.
This is part of this, basically going through this censorship and down.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that things are, I'm trying to move around the connection.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know how Wesley's phone sounds sometimes? It sounds like that.
Yeah. You know, kind of broken, you know, messing with us. You know, being in control, we've always talked about that at any time. They can shut us down. And dealing with this.
It's really hard to. It's really hard
I'm
to
try
get
to,
you. Pardon
see
me?
If you can pull the phone and see if it comes in any clearer.
Okay, what do you want me to do?
Do you see?
Brother Ed? Huh? I can't hear you. Do I see you?
Yeah, do you hear me?
You keep going in and out. Now you're echoing.
Okay. Hold on. Pull me in.
Okay.
And my I'm going to see if that phone sounds any better.
Okay. You want me to play a song? Is that what you said?
Yeah, go ahead and play a song. Yep.
Oh, okay. All right, just a minute, folks, and we'll be right with you.
Thank you. I went to somewhere in Detroit, and they was burying a 16-year-old child. They'd been murdered because somebody was trying to take his jacket, his leather jacket. And they asked me would I come and speak at the funeral. I said, no. I'm tired of y'all trashing young folks. What do you mean by that? I said, you go by record. I'm born 1932. You go by the record we was listening to called Stack of Leaves. This is a song where a dude blew a cat away over a Stetson hat. And people was dancing to it. Blow Stack of Leaves. These youngsters might be killing folks over jacket, but ain't no records out here they dancing to. So it's easy for us to see the young folks, but we don't look at ourselves. I mean, look at the blues we listen to, man. With us. Only a black man in America would trash his woman the way black men do in the blues. And if I had my way, I wouldn't have black folk get a hill, I tell them, go get a hillbilly record and listen to that hillbilly white boy. He ain't never said nothing negative about his woman. He's always asking her to forgive him. Baby, I'm sorry. And we think we so hip because we so busy listening to the beat, we ain't listening to the lyrics. And then when I go to Russia or go to Budapest where they don't have no black folks, how are you going to tell me as a white person living in Russia that heard a black man say he caught his wife in bed with his best friend? How are you going to tell me I don't have an opinion about this black woman? And so there's a whole lot of stuff out here that I heard when I was a child wasn't nothing but trash and filth. But they danced to it. And so, no, I don't. I think anybody, because of the fastness of the communication time, there's a lot of people that listen to records. I'm like, well, we listen to the beat. We got to hear the words.
When Ariel Sharon said, I don't care what the American people think, I own the Congress, it should create significant concern for all Americans, especially because he is probably correct. Can you say bank robbery?
Can they fuck with your pop?
No, no, no.
Can they corrupt you like a cop?
Are
they telling with the truth?
No, no, no.
Are you ever gonna stop?
Would
you ever take a bribe?
No, no, no.
Could you never make it live? I know you seen the news.
No, no, no.
I know you played all of your dues. I know you see the way these parasites they feed. They cold-blooded killers and they thrive on greed. They stole your mother nature and deprived your needs. Demonized your marijuana and prescribed your speed. That's why I chill with Bob Shapiro today. Everybody wanna be Robert De Niro today. They charging you triple while a zero they pay. Nothing can save you, they took all of your heroes away. Thunder very clearly, still I wonder, can they hear me? I'ma put a dick in them, I'm tripping them like Timmy Leary. You got a wild imagination, magic bullet theory. All the spectacle caliber, no doubt about it, I'm sincerely. Give it away like a shylight song. Wake the fuck up, you living in the twilight zone. It's all just a movie, I defy anybody to prove me wrong. I know you probably think it's groovy, but it's Hitler's dream come to pass.
Imprison you in Xanadu, unleash your epidemic and offer your Tamiflu. I told you they got viruses that target your race, right under your nose and all in your face. They got you worshiping the 17 Jesus, while they're praising the devil in the bohemian breezes. You watch their movie, they control you with the TV. Child psych 101 is rather easy. Clowns and jokers, they be talking about the same shit. Same exact theater master in the same script. Alternative lifestyles are funded, they ain't hip. I don't play these silly games, cause they're game sick. Predators now have special rights. Pedophiles are selected to protect your type.
Neocons got their new Pearl Harbor. Hellbent on bringing you their new world order with them.
Hitler's dream come to pass.
Third world slums, comes. Chicken hawk neocons love to beat them drums. They gave you a problem like nothing before, and the solution that they're offering is much, much more of that. Orchestrated war, they're never gonna bring an ender. They utilize the poor to further their world agenda. Remember, that jet fuel stuff is pure bullshit. You should've known that when Silverstein said pull up. Bet your Liberty dollars to Dunkin' Donuts. Now listen, 9-11 was carried out with military precision. My rogue elements is lurking in our government. You trusting them, they loving it. You gluttons for their punishment. Atrocities they committing, that draconian. That shouldn't surprise you, they money systems Babylonian. Illuminati bloodlines are quick to lend you their dough. It seems to follow them wherever they go. All their powers emanating from London and the Vatican. They own all of the banks and they come in for your cash to end. Their scare tactics are sick, they've implanted their fear. Now they plan on implanting their chips and that's war.
Hitler's dream come to pass.
Tell you tonight.
In the next year, you'll be able to use your teen's cell phone to locate them 24/7. Younger children will get a small global positioning device hidden in their wristwatch or backpack. And just around the next high-tech corner, an electronic chip like this that can be implanted under your kid's skin.
Can't that only be a good thing for the community if it keeps children safe?
Why, we've been doing it with doggies for years.
That number ain't showing up on the cue board to pull me in.
Where did you want to go?
Huh?
Where did you want to go? Wait a minute. Yeah, you're in.
Okay, there's a number coming up now.
I'm going
to
go again. Yeah. I'm hoping. Okay, we're on. I'm sorry, folks.
Hold on, but it's not letting me say nothing on this line now.
Yeah, but you're in. Okay, wait a minute. All right, folks, what happened? Okay, Brother Eddie, you with me?
I'm on this one. You don't have the line, do you?
No, let me ask you.
You got what?
All right, let me see.
Here, but okay. So, can you hear me? If you can hear me, that's good. I'm not going to worry about it. I have this going right now. So.
Okay, that's what it is. I'm going to try to read it from my mind. All right, let's see.
Okay, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Brother Eddie? Yes, I can hear you. You're loud and clear. If y'all can hear Brother Eddie and we're clear, does someone just press one for a moment? Okay, Eddie, nobody's not pushing anything. Okay, thank you. Thank you, 405. Okay, Brother Eddie, we can be heard.
Okay, great. Started before we get cut off with major things that we need to talk about, even with the gathering tonight, but every time, buddy, in your personal circle. So I have five on it, and for those who haven't been with us, even that title to that song comes up to 41. 4 + 1 = 5. And 5 has been in the atmosphere, the current of the wind. It's our daily event. Atmosphere is 41, which is 5. Current is 32, which is 5. Wind, 14, 5. Daily, 14, 5. And event, 23. See? These numbers, since once we start to tie all these things together, we basically fill in the five. This is why Sister Antoinette answered me, the middle of the...
You're going out again.
Oh, wow. Right when,
you're going, wait a minute. We have a caller, so maybe it's just my line. But we have a caller with their hand up, so maybe they have to. We'll see. Erica 405. Hello, Brother Mel. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah.
Is that Brother Mel?
Yeah,
yes.
Brother
Mel.
It's like you. You're in a position in your home or your structure that is you keep going in and out. But it's like how you're holding the phone or something. I don't know if you're doing something different or not, but you keep going in and out. But, yeah,
thanks.
I wanted to put that out there.
Thanks, Brother Matt. That's what I was saying at the beginning. 5G.
It's doing it right now. You might just be in a bad position in the house or something. Do they got did you let the mailman come in and put a bug in you? Did he come deliver a package in the living room somewhere?
man. Said this is 5G, man, that they're using.
That might be what it is.
Can you hear me better right now?
Everyone's phones that I've been talking to, their phones have been their connections.
Yeah, but I'm on that old school stuff. I'm still on 4G or whatever that is. But they said, Sister Antoinette, they said that it was...
Yes.
Black Woman History Month?
Plain Woman's History Month. You know, that was last month.
I thought it was March. I don't know. Maybe it is.
That was Woman's History. So this is Black Woman's History. Okay. I didn't do anything last month for women's, but I will this month for Black History.
But why is there no White Woman History Month?
That was last month.
Why they have all of these Black History Month, Black Woman History Month, Black this, Black the why is there no like White History or White Woman History Month or you know? I just be wondering why is that? It's like they almost rubbing it in our face to a certain extent.
Well, they have their history is every month.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, wait one second. Wait a minute. I think this is Brother Eddie. Okay,
yeah,
708. Okay, so.
Yeah, that's right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you, but you're still breaking up, though, but I can hear you, though.
See, this is a better phone.
Yeah, I can hear you clear now. Breaking up.
No, you're going in and out again.
Yeah, it's still doing the same thing. I'm telling you, man, you might need to get one of them sweepers and see if them people done put a daggone bug in your living room or something.
It's every phone that I've talked to, they've been going in and out.
Same thing, really.
Yep, and it's everyone that I've talked to. The house phone.
Any better right now?
Yeah.
You good now? Yeah.
Okay, I'm standing right at the front door, looking out the door. So anyway, you can hear me now.
Clear. Oh yeah, you crystal clear.
Man, I need to run in the room.
I know you can't stand there for 2 hours.
And yeah, it's just, and I need to run and get my notes that we were talking about, but I got a lot of it in memory. So it was on the five that we're dealing with. And my question was for Santanette, isn't the middle of the week or Wednesday used for Bible study?
No.
Okay.
Well, Bible study as far as in this class.
Okay. So they don't have midweek. So if anybody out there.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Okay.
It's midweek.
Midweek.
Yeah.
So that would be Wednesday. See,
that's
so
correct.
Wednesday is 32, which is 5. They also call Wednesday hump day, 23, which is 5. Well, let's look at Bible study. When we see the number, Bible study is 41, which is the 5. And Bible study is no more than what we call the Helios Bilios, which comes to 50, the 5. And Bible study is dealing with our fault, 41, coming from our interpretation, 59 being the 5. Even when we talk about the 5, we're referring to Mother Earth, the 5.
Yeah.
See, because everybody, a.k.a. many, all is 5, everybody's 5, and many are called, but few are chosen. Chosen is 5. It's a certain chosen one. So even in retrospect with tonight's title of the class, The Gathering, to identify our family members. And remember I said, when we look at the title, look for the number. And that number of the title comes to 161, which is 8. 8 happens to be gathering. 8 happens to be identify. 8 happens to be family. There's no need to judge anymore when we start to identify one another. This real quick, dealing even with the gathering. This weekend, my cousin popped up on me from Cincinnati and he brought a friend. Just so happened that this friend was a newly ordained minister starting his little ministry. And he was a little older than I, but very, very open-minded, very aware, very astute. He's been on similar journeys that we have. And it's that 1-2-3 punch for me. Brother Kyrie, that is a part of our family, it talks about the law. I heard a brother Myron Rice on Sister Bev's show breaking the law down. And then when I brought these things that I got from them to him, he set up and he broke it down even farther where he was utilizing and using and basically waiting for the response from all the paperwork that he sent in, dealing with purchasing these things with just our signature, our number to our birth certificate, and I'm not going to give everything because I'm not exactly sure, but that's part of the gathering that we're talking about with people who have information, useful information that we're able to use. Just like when we talk to people about, oh, I seen 1111, or I seen a spaceship, or I seen... And they shun it off like, okay, this nigga, this heifer crazy, excuse me, family, you know how they be. You know, hey, yeah, okay, uh-huh. Then again, that you've identified that individual is not the individual that you're connected to who are aware of these things that are happening. So, again, this is like why we have Bible study, the five, every Wednesday night, the five. See, at the end of the day, the five is God's will, 32. God's will is everything's coming through Christ. Christ is 32. See, we keep looking at Christ as a figure that we've been sold on. But now to see the number behind what we're saying, dealing with the words of English, English is 32. The occult language, occult is 23. That keeps us in a perpetual state of Babel. Babel is 14. Using this occult language that we have now adapted. The number one agenda, well, we talking about Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and blase, we here and now, fam. And we going through these things. And we're not seeing the artificial that they're basically putting in place of the real, the spiritual. But that's basically what it's all about. Knowing that, again, even the Christian brothers and sisters, that, Christ, well, Christ is the five, family. Jesus Christ is still the five. They just put a nine with the five. Jesus Christ is 59. 5 plus 9, 14. 1 plus 4 is 5. Because seeing the code, 14, understanding it's about love. Love is 14. That we share. Share is 23. But it's saying all of this, all is 5. See, because they put it in front of us, God in Christ is right in front of us in what we're using in the alphabet. God is 13. Alpha is 13. Jesus Christ, 14 or 5. Bit is 5 or bet is 5. The 5 and the 4. Bet on the alpha, bet on God. That's what we bet now, or are we? And it's right in the alphabet. We just have to find, it's been, as they say, hidden in plain sight, all of this. God in Christ, and we speak in it and don't see it by the number that resonates. Understanding Revelations 13, 17, it basically is saying, when you take the number or the name of the beast, and even the number of his name, then these are the things you follow. And when we don't see these numbers behind the names of not just the beast, but things we are saying, Revelation 13, 18, quote, here is wisdom. Let he who understand count the number of the beast, 21, which is 3. For it is the number of man. Man is 3. Which again, in the conversation with the brother this weekend, I basically laid that down and he was like, well, because he's never heard it, never will hear it. As I tell everybody, if you hear anybody using numbers and giving what I'm giving, let me know. We bookends. I need to meet that individual. But other than that, family, this is it. And even the brother, Vinny is his name, told my cousin, he said, man, what you doing? That's my cousin. That's family. Man, that's family. Where you been hiding? But when I mentioned, yeah, that's what you're doing and we're doing, it's the gathering. He said, oh, man, I love that. but that basically echoed, this is how family members of the spiritual family that we're in, because again, this eight, as we're talking family eight, gathering eight, identify eight, is no more than the children of God, the Spirit of God. It's a spiritual fight, family eight. The spiritual fight, not being flesh and blood, the spiritual fight is speaking the truth, eight. That's all we're doing. Is we are no more than the true stewards speaking for Mother Earth, Father. Especially if we out in nature and Mother Nature is speaking to us. Do we really hear? Do we pay attention to the right things, or are we so distracted by Donald Trump's indictment and Blase Wee Skippy? That's another story to keep us distracted on the wrong frequency, preparing us for the technology that we're being bombarded with. See, biblically it talked about the forbidden fruit, and we've been tying or connecting that dot to the forbidden fruit, dealing with the cell phone. They told us or gave us the image of that fruit being an apple with a bite, a bit. The fruit today is the cell phone. By the way, fruit is 29, which is 2. Cell phone is also 29. And we see that apple or apple phone and that bite out of that apple. And it's forbidden. Why? Because now the 5G and the waves that are being used on the cell phones that we basically, as we've been talking about tonight, are being bombarded and affected. We hold these cell phones in our hands, but ooh, more than that, cell phone being two, people come to two. What are these towers now doing to the people when we keep seeing people getting sick from this, that, or the other, that again? We rely on them to tell the truth. And they're telling us this, that, and the other in their diagnosis. See, all part of the trick. 23 is trick. Because they always give us a treat, a treat. That's why they treat everything with a drug. See, using us constantly in every conceivable way. Because, again, Bible study, truly knowing that we, the people, that two that they're using are the church. This is why church is 29, the two. It's the people. We are the church, and right now we're informing each other information that is useful information to learn the different parts and aspects of the life that we're living at this time, so that we have the information, the rights to do and say what we're supposed to say. The world has been waiting on the black man here in America, and the key is only this, and on my part in what we do is be the kings and queens that we truly are, the bloodline that emits from us, being the melanated people, being put on the bottom of the spectrum or totem pole everywhere, and to see that righteous inclination of action shown and the words to bring order to chaos with no fear. Displays then and there who we are by our true actions and deeds of bringing order to all the chaos we're constantly seeing and talking about. And as I said, it's only a chosen few that hear that call because they already know who they are. Basically, most of us in my voice range are doing these things that I'm talking about. And these think tanks and these different groups that we need to start formulating and disseminating this information, especially of the law. Ignorance of the law is no excuse, because now, like I said, I'm getting tidbits that is resonating within me, but it's deeper than that, so that we see the parts and the pieces of the puzzle that we've been put in and been fragmented by distorting and not disclosing the truth. That's why the truth that we're revealing will truly set us free, because we're learning all these so-called secrets that have been buried, hidden. This is the disclosure. This is the revealing. This is the age of Aquarius, family. We all talking about it, and it's all happening. But now we need to take that action to really get together. Together is that eight, part of the gathering with the family, once you identify each other. So I hope that the family has basically heard what I said, because being here at this glass window and the wind, this is the Windy City, and we're on one of these windy, chilly nights. So I'm going to go back in the room, and hopefully the phone won't start acting up, but if so, I'll end up coming back out, but I have my papers with me then. But if we have any callers right now, let's bring the family in, because this is a family discussion at the table. Family is eight. Discussion is eight. Table is eight. See, this is a discussion that we all share, whatever it is that we have, that now we start to connect. Because like I said, with my part, it's only the part the way I've been given, the angle that I see it. But I'm giving it in the way that everybody, once you claim it, and especially claim the number behind your name, you start to see these numbers that keep coming, the messages within the words that the number relates. You will start to get that particular part. It takes nothing away. It enhances where you are. That's why enhance is for. That's part of God's message. God is for. Message is for. It's to enhance wherever you are. See? So again, if we have any callers, Sister Antoinette, let them in. If not, play another song real quick and take a pause for this call, and we'll be right back, family. Can you hear me, Sister Antoinette?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay, while we're waiting for everyone to come in, I do have a song.
Great.
This is one of your requests.
Okay.
whenever you call.
Brother Eddie, you straight?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Yes,
and
real
you're
quick.
Clear now. You're clear now. You want to tell
Great.
Us why you picked that song?
Because, again, I was getting ready to say, reiterate, a lot of people, as myself, was under the impression that it was saying, I will be there, up and down. I will be there. Farther from the truth, it's not I'll be there. It's Yah-mo be there. Yah-mo be there. And as the clip you played, the sister was saying, listening, you know, shaking our rumps and everything, but not listening to the lyrics within the music. And when I kept having visions and replays of the first line, which is Heavenly Father watching us fall, and I couldn't remember and think. And I'm like, why is the Heavenly Father watching us fall? Because we take from each other and give nothing at all. It's a doggone shame, but it's never too late for change. And if your luck runs low, just reach out and call his name. His name, Yah-mo be there. Yah, God, Buddha, Jesus, Allah, whoever you call on, it's going to be there. Don't let the name, because we don't recognize the number, get you twisted. Because that's what has happened. That is the magic spell of the English language of the occult. Confusion. So with that, I'm looking at my papers real quick, and very interesting during the discussion with the family gathering member that I just came in contact with. We got on a discussion dealing with NASA and the moon landing, this, that, and the other. And in love, we agreed to disagree about a whole bunch of things, but the awareness that he was brought to, especially in the conversation, was a question that he ran by when he referred to, as we all hear, let me be the devil's advocate. And I let him say what he had to say. But before I answered, I said, well, brother, I'm 63 years old, and you're now a new minister in the ministry. And we know that, in truth, the devil needs no one to advocate for him. He's the master deceiver of deception. But my question real quick to you, have you heard or ever said, let me be God's advocate? Let me be Jesus' advocate. But you will say and hear and never even defend being the advocate for God. And he stopped and sat up and said, man, you just blew my mind. I was like, no, I'm just the transmitter to give you what you need to hear. And this is, again, this is part of the gathering, and especially when people, things that are said resonate. Resonate is 32. Everything that is true will resonate. True is 23. For me, it's the number. As I've been telling people lately, I'm so happy I've been given what I have. But just like I recognize God, Christ, in the words that I say and people say to me, I recognize the devil and his lie in words that people say to me. And I tell a lot of people, don't lie to me. Especially if you don't know the number of the word being used. I recognize, and that's part of the gathering for me and to me to even reveal, because it's ours. Another question was asked by the brother, man, can I use that? Man, of course. Because the only thing that's mine or yours is what you keep inside, what you keep in your own thought. But once we release it into the ether, into the air, into the wind, the cosmos, to the people, it belongs to all of us now. So it's nothing that I say is for me. That's why I'm saying it, to give it away. And by the way, give is part of God, the four. Give is 22. That's why it's better to give. God, it's better to give truth than receive. I'm receiving from above. We all are. But are we picking up on the true vibrations? Or is it the interference of technology versus the frequency of the awakening? But again, see, these are things that we need to do when we recognize one another. See, and like I said, if you don't get a think tank, a study group, we still have to be the example of what we want others to see. If they don't see it, they can't be it. So you have to be. Every place you go, there you are. So, hey, you have to be who you are and stand on that. knowing that you, we come from royal bloodline, that we have a duty, obligation, and responsibility to do whatever it is we've been put here to do, if we know what it is. And if you don't know, just get around somebody that you resonate with, that from that feeling becomes the knowing. That's why you don't have to just feel anymore. You know. And the key is to know thyself. That's where we start. So, again, Sister Antoinette, do we have any hands raised thus far?
No. If anyone, if you have a question or a comment, just press the number one and we can let you in. But in the meantime, Brother Eddie, I do have some news stories. Okay, wait a minute. We have a hand up.
Okay.
Okay. Area code 706. I believe this is Brother Kwame.
Good evening.
Brother Kwame, yes.
Good evening.
Brother Kwame.
Can you? I'm steady trying to get mine in there. No, good evening, Sister Antoinette, and good evening, Brother Eddie. You know, I chimed in a little late, and I'm listening, and I'm saying, okay, what's the subject? Then you said, let it be there, and I was like, okay. But the part that I'm hearing is what the subject for this evening would be of what?
Tonight's class is, wait a minute.
The gathering to identify our family members. And again,
okay,
as I said, once we dissect the number of each title of the class, it deals with that particular number that equals the title, which is 161, the 8. So even when we see the words gathering 44, the 8, family 17,
right,
the 8, identify 35, the 8. So our discussion is even 44, the 8.
Right.
It's about finding and identifying one another, and where do we go from there? But go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, and that's an excellent topic because, you know, I remember that we used to have our family reunions every year, and every family would do it in whatever state they lived in, and everybody would make their reservations and go there, and we would have that reunion for that year. And so it was a way in which the elders, which are now ancestors, the grandmothers and great-grandmothers, were able to bring the family together and have us to come together. So number one, so we could identify and see who we are and who are the children, so we know this is your cousin, this is your cousin's son. And this way you had a connection and knew that, you know, you have your immediate family, your brothers and sisters, and the cousins, your mother or your mother's brother. We have extensions of ourselves from those two people, those grandparents that have. And we watch this grow every year. We started back in the late 80s and all through the 90s. Up until 2000. And as they began to pass, because right now my mother is the matriarchal of our family, and I as her son is the patriarchal, because all of the men, the grandfathers and fathers, have died out. And now the grandson are now stepping in, because it's a change of guard, and we have to understand. We talk about it takes a whole village to raise a child, but each one of those persons, that auntie, that uncle, that grandmother, that cousin, all of those are the connection, just as the forest
when you go, we have the forest, which is a family. You have the grandmother trees. You have the oak trees, the maple trees, the different trees. They're connected, but they're all family. And then we have the plant relatives and the medicine, because that is like the first community. And so, and we talk about our roots, and that's how we look at the tree, and, you know, how strong that oak tree is compared to that pine tree, who doesn't have deep roots but is still family in the forest. And they know how to grow together. And it's nature's, and then it's man. And what we're looking at is, have we gotten away from this? Because a lot of times now, the only way you may know some family member or something is on Facebook. You don't actually know and sit down and break bread at the table with that person. They may be in another state. They know, okay, that's your family, but who are their children, and who are their loved ones that are connected to them? And this is something that we have to look at as important, because you said the number is 8, correct, Eddie? Okay, and that's what I'm just trying to clarify, because I know today is 5, and but the part of 8 to the turn on its side is the symbol of infinity. We continue on through family. And so that's what that 8 is. It's standing up, it's the 8. But when you turn it on the side, and that side is that's a symbol of affinity. We continue on. That circle constantly continues on. And so these are the parts that we have to begin to understand, that we're a continuation of that first male and female. And all from that we are here on this planet. And this is the human family. And the part for us right now is looking at how we're getting distanced by this AI and this technology and the virtual reality and the augmented reality and all of these ways of separating you from human. To create the transhuman, or create the different genres of identity of male, female. And these are parts that we have to look at and see have we grown, or are we reset? And this is the part that we have to check sometimes with ourselves, because it's important as family, because the OJ's family reunion. That was a very important song, you know, about the family, because it identified the grandmother, the grandfather, the generation after generation, because in indigenous teaching, we say that we know we have 7 generations past, and we are from that 7 generations past. But as I sit here, I have to say, and what I do and say is for the 7 generations to come. And so we're looking at 14 generations, 7 that has passed, and the 7 that is to come. And I can sit here and say I've honestly had that interaction, because I know my great-great-great-great-grandmother and my great-grandmother. So that's 4-5 generations back. And to know that generation back, and then my mother and myself is the 7. And then from me, I have my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren. And so when you look at that tree and the different branches and the different, you know, the body of it was those two people, Caroline and Jimmy. And then you had Abe and Emma. And then you had Augustus and Matthew Rhodes. So you're looking at those 3, you know, connections that extended out. Because when my grandmother died, when she was killed in Chicago, she had been married 53 years, and I think it was over the whole, because she had 4 daughters, And from those four daughters, she had a total of somewhere around 63 children. Just from those four, because those four had their children, then the grandchildren, then the great-grandchildren. So it's a continuation of family. Anyway, I just had to share that because I think it's an important piece that we not forget the human family also.
Yes. Yes, that is so true. We can't forget. We definitely cannot do that. We have another call. I'm going to bring them in with us. Area code 336.
Greetings,
Sister Paris.
Yes,
we can hear you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes, you're clear.
Okay, greetings, family. Greetings, everybody. I wasn't planning on chiming in, but just to listen. But, Brother Kwame, I've been threatening to call you. Just, you know, it's such a blessing that you have connected with your tribe, your family in such a way. And I was just thinking to myself, why are things as they are, and what can I do? I'm talking to the Creator, the Most High, the ancestors, everybody. And it's interesting that you talk about the number eight, because that has been brought up a lot to me in my meditations and my downloads with the ancestors. That's on the other side of the veil. Like, where did I not make myself more available to my culture, my tribe, my family, that we are so disconnected? I don't understand, Brother Kwame. I just do not stand. So that's where I am. Because, family, I'm going to tell you something is changing.
Can I be heard?
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, yes, sir.
You, Brother
Eddie. Yes.
Yes, right quick. Yes, your understanding, even by the numbers being shared, is the God in you. Understanding is 49, which is the 4. God is 13, which is the 4. You're still learning. Still learning is 49, which is the 4. See, your understanding is you still learning. So you still have more to learn, but as long as you're open to receive, these are the things, as long as you are aware of what's being given at every angle, because sometimes we miss it. I know I miss a lot because I stay on the numbers and I miss other things, but you all basically slow me down by the questions and even circumstances that you're going through. But, again, you're still learning. We all are. We're students of life, and that means living is learning. That's why the saying is you learn every day. And as long as the key is questioning, which is also 4, that's the key to learning. It's the asking of the question to receive answers that you're looking for. Because whatever you're looking for is looking for you. We just have to be aware when it presents itself. Did we recognize it? See, sometimes things are right in front and, again, hidden in plain sight. And we don't connect the dot. That's why connect the dot is that eight. We were called copper color, and we get mad at that. No, take it. Copper color is eight. When we understand who we are, even by this English code word, we began to tell our story. Our story is eight. We've been listening to damn Hollywood. Hollywood is eight. Take it back. Our story directly comes from the children of God, eight. Starting with the Spirit of God, eight. That's why it's up to us to fix us. Fix us is eight. Let us, eight, fix us, eight. Even when Brother Kwame was just talking about the OJs, when we understand the music, but what's so important is the lyrics within the music. Music 21, lyrics 23. Gives you 35, the eight. And a lot of our music, even with the OJs, came from the Motown sound. Motown is eight. We can go back and listen to Smokey, the Temptation Supremes, J5, bringing forth Michael Jackson, MJ, which is five, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder. We're changing these words into truth and then change the truth into love. And maybe our children's grandchildren and their great-great-grandchildren, seven generations family, will tell. Thank you, Brother Kwame. He says seven generations. 7 plus 7 is that 14, that 5 again, family. That's the code. By the way, code is 14. Prayer changes things. Prayers change. It's 59, that's 5. Things is 32, that 5, yes. Prayers change, baby. It's the 5. We doing it already, fam. We don't recognize the things we do, nor the things that we say. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they say. Speaking this occult darn language to keep us in a ball of confusion. Thank you, Temptations. See, but again, we all have a piece of the puzzle to put it together. And again, my piece, like everybody else that gives me their piece, knowing their piece or not knowing their piece, is to enhance my gift, the piece that I'm giving. Just like the numbers are used to enhance what you're already saying. But now I'm putting the numbers to see by the numbers. So you become the true creator of this occult language and take control. This is why fix is fine. We can fix this. They created it. Alphabet, God and Christ, metaphysics, as above, so below, is kick ass. We can use the alphabet now to kick that. They came up with this bastardized baby language of all languages. That's why the babies babble. And that's why English is being used. To keep us in confusion. Using words of English of the occult we truly don't understand. That keeps us in the perpetual circle of using this, thinking these words mean this when they mean that. And now during this age of Aquarius, the awakening, we're seeing how to apply the arithmetic, reading, writing, and now we're putting the arithmetic behind these words we've been reading. So we're in a war. We're just using now what we've been given to turn it around. The head becomes the tail. The first becomes the last, and the last becomes the first. This is the shift, the paradigm shift. Claim it. I'm claiming it by the numbers of what we are all saying. And I'm seeking out and identifying. Thank you, Sister Parrish. You're part of the family, baby. So, hey, we know the physical bloodlines that we are tied to, but as we say it all, even everybody in your family has that calling, but it's only a few. You might be the only one in your bloodline family that's chosen. I might be the only one in mine. Hopefully, well, I ain't gonna hope. I know it's more. We're in contact right now, which is a beautiful thing. But again, it's the spiritual family that I refer to within the range of our voice on this party line, this spiritual line. We are identifying one another because we already know not only these phones, but the algorithms that are being used through technology has already identified us. See, we carry a particular frequency. This is why these vaccines and be it corona, COVID, flu, what have you, you know, don't do. Everything we need comes from nature. They're trying to, again, 6 feet of separation, everything they can do to separate and keep us divided, especially now. Even by way of the technology of these cell phones that we use, the interference in technology in all your devices. See, it's, again, the distraction. Donald Trump, whatever it is, and distraction. See, all these things are done to keep us, our energy, to speak it into existence, using the people as batteries, truly. People being two, battery is 29, that fruit. Every cell phone has a battery. Every cell phone vibrates a frequency when it's turned on and when it's turned off. See, so again, we even have family members like Brother Thomas Tugmotes, who gives us the technology side of what's being implemented, but being aware of the frequency of the awareness of the awakening, and being aware of that, that alone, that mindset offsets a lot of these things that we see that these 5G waves are doing to the people. Again, being sick, coming up with all type of illnesses and viruses right now. You know, just the glum feeling that people are in when you look in past people. You know, as we say, it's in the air. Air is too. The people of the church of the universe knows and feels this change. That's why change is 23 to 5. We constantly talk about that change. Sam Cooke talked about it, that it's going to come. It's here, family. Again, that 8 deals with our past and being spiritually connected to it. Past is 17, which is 8. And the other side is the future. future is 35, which is 8. See, that's why infinity, 32, when I first mentioned 5, and Kwame went to 8, well, F-I-V-E, 5 equals 23. 5 plus, I mean, equals 21. 21 is 3. 3 plus 5 is 8. See, it's, all of this is hidden. And how they intermingle and twist words. And then, again, give re-designations to the definition, description, and direction as they please, as I've been hearing. And I don't pay attention to it because some of you family, you do, and when you give it to me, now I know it. But I've heard several people talk about the new definition of a woman. You know. So y'all already know where I'm going with that, you know, with this unisex, transgender, you know, bisexual, you know, both male and female being in the description of a woman. Totally nonsense, but this is why we, being the teacher, 32, the 5, must teach the youth, 23, the 5. It's up to us. See, do we accept being, public citizens? Or have we finally understood we're private citizens? Certain inalienable rights that, again, not knowing the information, you have no rights. And a lot of the rights, a.k.a. information, has been buried. It's been hidden. But ain't no stopping. Nature and the universe itself is the age of Aquarius. It's in the air. That's why Aquarius is the air sign. And it bears the life-giving substance, water, 22, 4, God, truth. It's in the air, baby, and they can't stop it. And as long as we recognize whatever it is, that's why we stay in our lane. Stand firmly on your square. Don't know, let anyone sway you. But again, don't be so close to the information that is being given, even by someone that we see as being a bum and scrupulous, being people of the night that you would normally or in your circle would normally associate with. But again, people come along your journey for a reason, see. And again, if we're open to whatever they're trying to give, because we recognize those who are constantly trying to get. We see those vampire takers daily who don't have true intentions. And this is what I'm saying. We can identify those people. It's like I said, judging a person, a book by its cover. No, we don't do that. We now identify. Let that person have the opportunity to express their opinion, to give their view. Because only then, once they open their mouth and reveal through their conversation who they are, what they're about, gives you that information to identify, you know. So that's who we are right now. And again, we already have people in our personal circle that we need to start sharing this information and information that they have. I heard I think you said we'll do this real quick and let you get that information in on any current event. But some head of a corporation dealing with banking over your phone, I didn't catch the name of the individual who got stabbed or was found stabbed this morning. You know, again, all dealing with this banking and the currency and crypto, all this coming in. So I'm feeling that you know what I'm saying, so I'm quite sure you should have more information on that, Sister Antoinette. So go ahead if you have that current event.
Okay, give me one moment, please, because I did have that up.
And family, if you have any questions or comments, concerns, you know, or anything that has resonated with you, you know, again, it's called fellowship, you know. A closed mouth doesn't get fed, so if you're not asking what it is that you can't truly connect the dot to see for sure, because, again, that number, the pattern, it's the proof. Proves what's being said, because we have a measuring stick to measure. This is why the balance or the scale is used to measure. And now we can measure the word by the number. So, again, family members, if you have anything on your mind, especially on your heart, you know, give me five. Give me five, because we don't do that no more. The five and the five putting us on the frequency of the one. Give me five. Now it's a fist bump with a closed hand. Can't get nothing. But it was a frequency that we were doing back then that we didn't even recognize. But it was us. See? Why don't we do that anymore? But it's coming back, family. And it's with the new generation that'll have a different way of doing the same thing that resonates, that five and that five, and our connection. When we slap hands, comes together and makes that frequency of the womb.
That's not it.
What you playing in the background?
I have no idea. I was trying to find out where it is.
And by the way, family, I want to mention these things too. The eight deals with the one, O-N-E. The one is anointed. Anointed is 26, which is the one. See, we have to save. Save is 17. I'm sorry. Oh, I was talking about the one, but O-N-E equals eight. And anointed, 26 is eight. Save, 17 is eight. We have to save a mental state of being. Mental is 17, which is eight. And the first mental state is between your ears. It's called your land. Land is eight. It's your world. World is 17, 8. See, this whole land is our world once we claim it. What state do you live in? State is 26, 8. It's your mental state of mind. Because wherever you go, that's your state. That's your land. That's anywhere on the world. In the world. World is 17. And it starts with your thinking, 35, the 8. And then your teaching, 35, which is 8. What do you truly hear or listen to? Hear is 17, which is 8. Listen is 26, which is 8. Everyone is on a biological clock, biological 31, clock 13. Biological clock is 44, the 8. This is why everybody's on their own particular time to awaken or not. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette. Were you about to say something?
No, I was listening to you, and I cannot find the one that I had pulled up about the banks.
Okay.
About the banker.
But if anybody
but
else
I
knows
I do have
that
other
story,
stories.
Okay, well, you go ahead with your other stories.
Okay. All right. A man chokes 11-year-old girl for being in his parking lot, his parking space. And, okay, shoot, now, things are getting on my nerves today because they don't want to work. Sorry, y'all, I'm going to have to come back to that.
Anyway, right quick, Sister Angela, did you say he choked an 11-year-old girl?
Yeah, he strangled an 11-year-old girl for
being in his parking space.
Yes, and they share a parking space.
Hold on.
And the white man,
Hold on. What is an 11-year-old girl doing with a car, having a parking space?
She wasn't in the car. Man chokes 11-year-old black girl for playing ball in his driveway.
Oh, his driveway. Okay. I got you. I misunderstood.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you go on to the next one since you lost that one.
No, it's here. It just isn't doing anything. This is just rubbing me the wrong way now.
That's part of the technology I was talking about earlier, dealing with the phone. It's all connected, you know. The computer is 32 to 5. Phones is 23 to 5. Somebody, you know, like, whoa, you said, you know, I just use different words. Cell phone is 29. Phones, plural, it's 23. See? They just play again with words, using them different way, words. But, again, once we start truly seeing that the names change, but the numbers remain the same.
The same, yes.
They keep using.
Okay. Okay. After 2 years of freedom, a man is ordered back to prison for life. Crosley Green has had 2 years outside of prison walls, 2 years of having cookouts with family, going to church on Sundays, and dreaming of staying free for the rest of his life. That seems to be all the time he'll get. The 65-year-old Florida man, whose 1990 murder conviction was vacated in 2018 before being reinstated after the state appeals in 2022, must surrender himself to the Florida Department of Corrections by April the 17th. A judge ruled this week. U.S. District Joe Dalton of the Middle District of Florida wrote that Green, having run out of appeals, will have to complete the remainder of his sentence, life behind bars. Okay, wait a minute. Green, who had said he has clung to his faith and remained optimistic despite his looming possibility of returning to prison, called the situation the way it is. It can't make me feel down or out or stuff like that because I came too far, he said in a video shared by his attorneys. I saw a lot and I did a lot. There's a lot more I like to do, but you know, in reality, one day I'm going to get to do it. Right now, I'm going to abide by the rules, abide by what was set forth. Green has long denied involvement in the killing of 21-year-old Charles Flynn Jr. No physical evidence has linked him to the crime in which the victim's ex-girlfriend reported that an assailant she describes as a black man kidnapped the two of them and shot Flynn Green and spent decades in prison, including 19 years on death row. Okay, do you need more?
No, I don't need any more. and again, I really don't have any words for that, you know, other than, as your brother said, he's seen a lot in those 3 years that he was out. And not knowing all of the true circumstances that has been put forth, you know, I definitely really don't have anything to say other than, you know, I wish the brother well and the truth, as he said, he'll get back out to be revealed, to be exposed. Because this is the age that we're in. So all of this nonsense is being driven to a head. This is, for me, the panic mode that they're in. You know, they know their time is up, game's over, and they're in panic mode. And anything they can do, because like I said, more time and effort and other things that truly matter should be being done, you know. And it's so much taxpayers' money. And again, not knowing that that's all a big illusion, paying taxes, something that the mob, you know, basically constructed through their government flunkies, be it presidents, legislators, whomever, you know, the government body itself. So, again, you know, all of these laws that are hidden right in the Constitution, and again, ignorance of the law is no excuse, and having the internet at our disposal and not finding these things out, and being able to get hard copies. Because, again, just like they're interfering with your computer, iPads, everybody's technology as far as their phones, dealing with not only tracking but using the algorithms of everything that's being said. And that's another thing. These phones are going to be used as weapons of being able to lock you up or detain you or to stop your flow of income, especially when we're seeing that everything is being pushed towards the cryptocurrency, digital cash that's not readily in your hand. This is why we keep hearing about you need to get your gold, get this up because it's in your hand. If you need it, you got it. But when they come to being able to shut your money down or stop this, because everything now is crypto, digital, they will control what you do and say. because you ain't got no your hands on any physical, tangible, so-called money. So, again, all this is being constructed while we're being distracted by talking about Donald Trump or whomever and whatever. Too much energy on things that we aren't learning what we could do to help ourselves when we get in certain situations, like the brother Green. Green happens to be 23 family, and that's the Green chakra. So anyway, what this brother is going through, having more information that even the lawyers won't disclose because their allegiance is to what they call the bar. You know.
Is my mic still open?
Yes, it is, Brother Kwame. Go ahead.
Okay, and I thank you, Sister Antoinette, for bringing that. You know, everything is in divine order. And I just sent both of you a picture because I just went out and was looking at the moon, and the moon is, this is the full moon in Libra. And Libra is the scales of balance. And what we're seeing is that this balances, these imbalances are being brought to the attention of, to the people through the technology. Trump, you know, having his day in court. This man is getting ready to return back to prison. All of these untruths are now being aligned because of what's going on above, because Pluto is in Aquarius. Well, no. Saturn is in Pisces. Pluto is in Aquarius. And what it has been, 249 years, that it was in 1786, I believe it was, when this country was founded, and they did this alignment of Pluto coming back into this sign, is what we're seeing now is a reconstruction of what they put together, this Dragonian government, and now is the thing that we're seeing, that this planet has come back around and these planets are realigning and these energies are shifting. You know, Washington, D.C. is, you know, that part of it that happened in this country from the time of the revolution to the time of now was the part of the enslavement and the captivity. And now the thing that Washington, I always put it as Washington, D.C., the D.C. stands for the Department of Correction. And now the thing that's happening with it is, and what you're saying, Brother Eddie, and what's going on around the world, that they're now turning to do what? The D.C. is now going to become the digital currency. You see how things are shifting, and this is the new form of attempting to remake themselves as a country with technology to create a digital currency to give them the power to have the digital wealth that United States once had with their currency around the world. Now everybody else is have the equal playing field is in the digital currency. And so we're now seeing that they're turning down the American dollar. The American dollar in other countries has become devalued. And so with that devalue, that means it's taking away the power that this country once upon a time had as being the world power. And now we put that power into technology. And people, the countries that now have the technology or the equivalent equal to or greater than this country now has the opportunity to have an equal playing field or even to surpass the playing field, because this is what China is looking to do, is to become that world power that this country was that started back in 1776, you know, and that time, that 200 and something years ago, that part is now happening with China. Just the People's Republic of China, they just had in 2021 celebrated their 100th anniversary of the Communist Party. So now they're looking at creating their party where we were the party of democracy. So you're seeing the shift and you're seeing the planetary alignments that's causing this consciousness to be changed, because in the galaxy, thing about that word galaxy that was given is because the gala, the G-A-L-A, is a Latin word for milk. That's what it's the Latin word for milk, and that's why it's called the Milky Way, because it's the divine feminine energy that feeds all of this that's in our galaxy, is being fed by the energy of light and love, that Milky Way, and it's feminine because the thing about that galaxy, in the center of it is a black hole, and that black hole takes in light and gives off stars, just as the woman black hole will take in light, that sperm that reaches that sperm that reaches, and it takes in that light and gives off life. And this is where you have we talk about our chakras, and the thing that happens, we see a rainbow, not to say about what it symbolizes now, but that rainbow, the same thing in reverse in our body, because the top is red and then, you know, orange, and then it turns yellow. All of those colors are the chakras that's in our body, but they're in reverse. And then the purple is the violet is at the bottom of it, and that's the top of us. And so that creates that circle if we just look at how we are formulated with the prism of light.
Yes, indeedy, yes, indeedy, yes, indeedy. That's why rainbow is 20. Feminine, 9, but feminine is 29, which is that 2. Female is 20, which is that 2. So, yeah,
right.
Universe is the 2.
Right.
That's why all come through the female vessel. Vessel is 20. Vagina,
right,
is 20. See, but yeah, so it's divinely connected, even with these words that of English we use, saying the number and everything we say, we like, whoa, I missed this. But even you mentioning things connects dots with me that I missed. So I love y'all. I love y'all because I'm having a beautiful ride, family. This is great. Continue, Brother Kwame. I didn't mean to stop your flow.
Oh, no, but it's the overstanding that we have. That's why I said we needed to create the Overground Railroad, because what's over us is the Milky Way. And it's part of the universe, and the arc of the universe bends towards justice. And so what we're looking at is, how do we utilize an opportunity that we have now with everything realigning and giving us the new mind, the energy for our mind shift for these 12,000 children that have been born in this day, the activation of their DNA from this energy that is this consciousness that's coming down. And the thing that's happening with it is that those children are coming into a world of 5G, 6G frequencies, high frequencies, and these are the things that we have to understand, that they're already programmed to receive and utilize this for the next 7 generations. So that child born today, and when that child gets of age to produce another life, we can't even fathom the technology and the things that they will be creating. But we're here for them to, we help to create them. So when my granddaughters and my great-grandsons turn around and they become adults and they become parents and become grandparents, what is going to be the world that they will be? And do they remember the world that we gave to them and the world that we, to be known to them in their world at that time, is like for me knowing those seven generations back. That's family. There's a memory.
Yes, indeed. This is why we have to share our story with our youth, our children, so they will truly know, you know, their culture. They will know themselves, you know, from the past that we, the elders, hold, that's part of that pattern that being passed to the generations, knowing that pattern will be passed to the generations to come. But this is what
right.
We leave them something to use in this continuous struggle that we are going through while going through this paradigm shift. See, because that's why we're getting a backlash. The struggle that we have to go through is the shift that we're going through, and who opposes this natural shift that's occurring. You know, that's the true struggle. You know, that's our true rights, the justice. See, we have no true justice if we don't know the information that gives us the rights that we already have. See, all of that's part of the nine and the learning that we're still doing, and we're gaining more like a moss, gaining more as it rolls along. We're getting more information, and we have to learn to truly decipher and shift and sift out all of the unessentials along the way, because we're being inundated with a lot of distractions, nonsense, and things that are irrelevant. But if we know, as we say, our piece of the puzzle, our part, you know, can't nothing throw you off your square, get you out your lane. So, yes, we're doing.
Well,
and we continue.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sister Antoinette. I know it's close to time, so make your remarks.
We got 5 minutes. I have one more story. A Florida man threatens mass shooting at workplace, said he has 17 bullets for 17 heads, police said. Now, my question before I get started, this is not our MO, but maybe things are changing where it's becoming our MO. I don't know. But a man allegedly threatened to commit a mass shooting at his workplace in West Melbourne, Florida, according to police. A West Melbourne Police Department officer wrote in an arrest affidavit that Marcus Anderson was discussing the March 27th school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee, with coworkers on March the 30th when he expressed about committing a mass shooting at his workplace, Mac Technologies. Anderson allegedly told coworkers that he had 17 bullets for 17 heads, adding that a backpack located in his locker contained 17 rounds of ammunition. During the conversation, Anderson also said he had an AR-15 in his car, according to the affidavit. The arrest affidavit states that Anderson told two coworkers that he would signal them before beginning the shooting so they would be free from harm. Florida man shot. Okay, so that was it. Oh, no, it's not. Anderson explained that he planned locations throughout the building and also said that he followed a technician from the company a few days earlier and debated murdering the technician, the affidavit states. So what do y'all think about this? Now, keep in mind, this was a black man that was doing this.
Well,
my bad.
You know,
okay.
Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, I was going to say, you know, you started off saying that once upon a time was not our MO. We're emulating,
right.
And this is how influential media and social media has become, because we are simulating into the mind of our oppressors. And this is the thing, and once upon a time, that would not have been us. But now we're looking at how influential this happens. It's like people, the big thing was is going in the job, and what did they used to say? Oh, man, he went in there and went postal, because a postal employee went in and shut up the people in the post office. And so now you're seeing these people doing this part, but this is what I pray, and no, I'm not even going to put it into the universe, because we've seen these mass shootings in school, and the thing that is grateful is that man that went there and had these 17 rounds, he was getting ready to go postal at a job, but there's a level that we choose to not cross.
Yeah.
And then the other part, what's the job that you said he worked at? He worked at a technology company, correct?
Yes.
And that programming, he could have been a sleeper and could have been programmed by whatever was manufactured. And even you can be programmed without it, because Brother West sent me the thing about the neuro module, something that they do, that now they can program you through your phones and through radio waves walking down the street. Because I remember they put an article out when cell phones first started, and they said that they transmitted through the cell phone tower an 800 number to see how many people would pick up that cell phone. Not sending it, they sent it through an antenna, not through to their phone, but they sent it so people would pick up that frequency. And they said thousands of people just start dialing that 800 number. They wanted to test to see if this transmission could go into the frequency of the human mind without having to go through the phone.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'll tell you something that, look, could I share this one? Have you ever went to sleep with the television on and hearing and seeing,
yeah,
and you were asleep, but you would dream in your hearing that television. You wasn't looking at it, but you could see everything was going on the screen.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing, because they can, that transmission, your brain is electrical, and if that frequency is correct, it will pick up and show you that movie while you're in an unconscious state.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier, dealing with the cell phones and what the 5G towers are doing to the cell phones, and what can we imagine that they're doing to the people, the human body. All these rays. So like you said, yeah, him being in a technology company and firm, you know, there's all type of waves going through these places that are being, tested constantly. If not him, it would have been somebody else.
Yeah.
And again, as you said, 5G was called TV. Like I say, the words change, the number remains the same. This is why TV at the end said today's programming is over. We were being programmed way back then, and this is why they took us off an analog frequency and put us on a digital frequency. As
UHF
you said, the digital currency now.
Right.
What you say, Brother Kwame?
I say we were on television, was on UHF and VHF.
Yeah, it was on analog.
Yeah.
Analog
was the music.
Analog
there
comes
analog
to 14.
Mono.
And they changed it to digital, which is 31.
Right.
Let's see.
But what so, I'm looking at a movie. There used to be a TV series on, and I forget what the – it was about this little boy that they were trying to – the government was trying to get him because he had these ability to look in – and he could see the numbers transmit. He could see all of the frequencies that was transmitted in his environment. And what he could do is he could just reach up and touch it and pull it down and copy all the numbers or all the information that was being transmitted. And he had this gift, and they were trying to get him to find out what was, you know, to experiment and make him a tool for the government. Because you just think, if we could see the cell phone transmissions and everything that we're driving and walking down the street, that everything is being transmitted, you'd be walking through spider webs.
That's why it's called the World Wide Web.
Right.
The internet. Yes. Yes, sir.
Right.
And you made me think, you mentioned the movie. Man, they now took a station away that had nice old sci-fi movies. It's anyway, to the point, it was an old movie, family, if y'all can find it. It's called From Beyond. And the premise of the movie is this scientist is basically finding and experimenting with the pineal gland in order to use the pineal gland to access different portals. And when he basically discovers these portals and how to access it, a worm-like figure, or you can even say a small snake, comes out of his third eye, and it has an eye where the mouth would be. But I was like, wow, look at this. You know, what we, and I think it's like a 1986 movie, right around the term movie came out called The Reanimator. And I think it's by the same people. So it's a B movie, but the premise behind the pineal gland accessing the portals was key, you know. So again, back then, 86, I missed that, you know. I was 26 years old, so I was far from where we are today, family. So again, it's things that they have out that if we go back and revisit, we'll see the things that we're talking about now. They had even, again, Hollywood. You know, all of this is our story, things that we are capable of doing that they put into movies, making it look like fantasy. And we have that power within to access all of this, you know. So, yes, family. We passed the hour, so we didn't mention to the family that don't forget Dry Bones this Sunday at 10 and Brother Ray this Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dry Bones, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, again, late notification before that two-hour frame, family. But, two, do we have any other callers or anybody that's on the line want to say anything else, because I got to call it a short evening. I have things to do tomorrow morning, so I got to get up early.
Okay,
so,
well, no one else has their hands up.
I was just saying thank you for the class. I'm getting off too, and Antoinette and Brother Eddie. And so we'll speak on the next class.
Sounds
yes.
great, Brother Kwame. Mother AZ, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Hey,
okay.
You have yourself on mute.
I did. I had myself on mute. Can you hear me?
Yes, we
yes,
can,
we can
Mother
hear
AZ.
You now.
You know, I want to just say this, and we're all connected. You know, I'm fascinated. Please don't take this out of context. But when you live in a household, even though it may be different compartments and what have you, you eventually get in sync with each other, and we're all connected. And I notice that, you know, when women have their moon time and they may come together and they start at different times, if they're there long enough in each other's space, they generally get hooked up where they are in sync. And everybody, that's what I've noticed. And everybody is having the moon time, like, close together or at the same time. And you know what? It's
what's
the
that?
Same thing I've noticed. My angel person upstairs, when... when I have to go, he has to go. And I've noticed that for about a year or more now. And I'm like, what's up with that? You know, he can't hear me, but I can hear him. And I'm like, dang, that's interesting. It's like we're having our moon time together.
Oh, my.
And you know, when you said, Sister Antoinette, about that episode about the guy, that's not how we roll, but is it how we roll now? Yeah, we all connect with each other on some energetic level. Just pay attention, family, and like Brother Kwame said, we pick up the habits of our environment, and we have to be careful what we allow in our aura, our spirit. We have to be careful. And if we can do without these machines, contraptions, take
yeah.
a day where you cut it off. And even if people leave you messages or information or whatever, wait a day or so if you can before you respond. The further away I believe that we can get away from the contraptions and all of this, it is really better for us. That's my opinion. So just put that in your peace pipe and throw smoke on his family. Thank us. Thank you, Brother Eddie.
Thank you, Sister Bear.
Thank everybody who's been on the line. Peace. Aho.
And peace and love.
Peace
thank
and love.
Us. Mother AZ. And again, yes, we are all connected. And we just have to move on that now. You know, movement time is here. And again, we have to give what it is we have to give, you know, when we have a chance
mm-hmm.
to give it. See, the saying is if you don't use it, you lose it. See? And the only thing we're losing is precious time, you know, because time, this time, man's time, universal time, God's time, waits for nobody. It keeps
That's
going.
Right.
See?
Yes, it does.
So a lot of time is being wasted on insignificant issues that are purposely put in our face. But again, our recognition and controlling what comes out of our mouth, knowing the energy behind it that we give to one another that resonates from the understanding, overstanding that we are now displaying. See, even as strong as we were, the great people that we are learning that we were, came to this position of powerlessness is because of disobedience. And it's only through now returning to obedience, which is 32 obedience, because we did not obey. Obey is 11 and disobey is 47, which is that 11. We disobeyed. See, and it was once we returned to this state of royal bloodline of consciousness that we are now through a higher conversation that activates what's already within us to emerge to the surface. This is what's happening. And this is what we're able to see in one another, to recognize and to witness throughout our journey and know the reason for each season that we identify one another. Will they stay or will they go? Just like a leaf that falls in autumn. With that, family, I love you all. Until the next class, we will get stronger because we have overcome. See? And the overcoming is the nonsense that we keep entertaining that keeps it alive. We kill it. We squash it when we don't even talk about it. It has no energy. It has no life. Let's stop giving the wrong things that we talk about the life it needs to basically crush us and take us out. Again, with that, Sister Antoinette, family, listening audience for the first time, whomever, cuz, yeah. I love you. You know, thank you for your visit this weekend. Vinny, my new family member, in peace and love. With that, family, until the next class, everybody stay safe and peace and love.
Okay, peace and love. Okay, thank y'all for coming. Have a good night.
You said we were to gain. What about about killing fear? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth, this weeping storm? Crying earth, 'cause we